It's true. Jeff gets to see his boy.
I know. I'm gonna be like, hey, I don't call you Tet. And he's gonna look up in the stands and be like, thanks, man. I really appreciate that. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-hosts Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Wednesday's episode, the audio was weird. There was nothing we could do to fix it, but we figured out the problem. So hopefully things should sound good. Mike, how are you?
I am doing good. Pretty relaxed day today. How about you? I know your day wasn't relaxed. That's for sure.
I've been thinking a lot about the post. I accidentally became important at work, and it's ruined my life. because that's how this week has been. Boss isn't here. Guess who's boss? Jeff is boss. And but I'm actually really proud. If anybody from work hears this, I'm really proud of you guys. You did a good job this week. Usually we on Fridays we're like, all right, these cars need to go home. And usually two or three cars fall off, and no cars fell off this week, baby. They all went home. And all I right. take personal responsibility for that. Let's go.
Good job.
All right.
Jeff Crisco, he's good at his job.
Okay. And also, check this out. Breaking news. Very not sports related, but my mom just texted me. Marjorie Taylor Greene is resigning in January. Thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
I am going. My prediction is that she is going to try to run for governor of Georgia.
My prediction is she is going to go be a podcaster.
That'd be funny, too.
They all yearn to podcast.
That is true. That is true.
JD,
she's going to go on.
Dan Bongino.
She's going to go on Hawk to a Girl podcast.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Millions of people trying to find Magic the Gathering podcast and accidentally downloading hers.
Who is this awful woman?
All righty. Speaking of awful, I would just like to say I apologize to everybody who started Josh Allen for lathing this one on Tuesday. Because I said, if it's a good game, it will be terrible for fantasy because it means the Texans defense came to play. And checks notes, they sacked Josh Allen 8 times, ended his season once, but he didn't actually miss a snap. Got sacked from behind by Will Anderson, and I was like, oh, Josh Allen is out for the year. This is great. This is awesome, because the man is never hurt, and he was kicking his legs like a little baby. That was he's going, owie, 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 ouchie, my wrist. So Texans win 23-19. Isn't that the code in Monsters, Inc.?
I don't know.
2319? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. 2319. Dang. Okay. Let's go.
This guy knows movies, folks.
I know. I love Monsters, Inc., man.
I mean, that is a good movie.
I had, for a long time at work, my coffee mug was, it was a Mike Wazowski. It was just a giant green mug with an eye on it. So,
Well, fair enough.
So, all right, let's go into the questions from this game. First question was, I asked, do we go back to Khalil Shakir? 8 for 110, 10 targets. Walker does note there was a fumble. And then I also noted there was a sick-ass hook and ladder.
Indeed.
That he was a part of. So if you went back to him, good for you. He rewarded you nicely. Depending on how your fumbles are scored, that's either 19 or 18 PPR points. So, hey, it all worked out. So, he did well. James Cook did well. Rip and piss to anybody who started Josh Allen, including myself. No touchdowns, 253 passing yards, 20 rushing yards. He used up all the touchdowns. He used them all up last week. He had six of them.
He didn't have any more.
I'm going to ask you both. Is there anything worth taking from this game, or is it a on the Bill side, or is it a holy crap, the Texans defense is really good?
I think when it comes down to it, Khalil Shakir is still the number one receiver on the team, but I don't know how much that means for fantasy consistency wise, but I do think he is the one that Allen trusts the most.
Well, we know it's not Keon Coleman, inactive twice in a row.
Yeah.
Healthy scratches. So, Mike, is there anything you want to take from this Bills game, or is it a burn the tape game?
Oh, it's definitely burn the tape game for the offensive line for the Bills. That's for sure.
I felt bad for that right tackle. I forget. I think it was Spencer Brown.
Yeah, Spencer
playing
Brown
with one hand.
he was having a nightmare day.
Yeah, and then you could tell there was a relief on his face when they're like, "Bud, you're done. Bud, you're done. Thanks for trying, but you're too hurt." Go ahead, Mike. Anything else?
Good for James Cook. He had another very good game, and that's about it, really.
Yeah, I mean, their points were long James Cook touchdown, long return touchdown, and some field goals. Like, that's it. So, not a great game. So, on the Texan side, Walker, third eye opened. The devil came through, and came through for fantasy managers. Bang, got there.
Did it. Yeah, Jaden Higgins is kind of, sort of breaking out. Yeah. 9 targets, only 4 catches, which isn't particularly good, but he did have a touchdown and 53 yards. So 15.3 fantasy points. If you played him, I think you are pretty damn happy with what you got.
Yeah, and what I'm more interested in is he had 9 targets. Christian Kirk and Nico Collins combined for 9 targets as the number 2 and 3 wide receivers. Dalton Schultz had his targets, but he was the number 1 there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to continue. I think it's going to be Nico Collins, but I think Higgins is probably the number 2 receiver there for the time being, at least.
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you about this. Quarterback controversy? 3-0 under Davis Mills?
I want to say yes, but...
Of course you do, Mike.
There's moves.
For more than one reason, because I think you'll be a pumpkin sooner or later. But
yeah,
they're in real life. There's no quarterback controversy, but he's played well in the 3 games he's been in. He's not really made mistakes. He's gotten touchdowns when they needed to be touchdowns, and he's done a really good job.
Yeah. And next week they have Indy, so we'll see how that goes if CJ Stroud's back. Mike, in a no lose situation, either Davis Mills wins or the Colts win.
Yeah, there you go.
No lose. All right. Woody Marks, he got hurt in this game, right? He left.
He did, I think, for a brief moment.
Yeah. He is the number 1 wide receiver there. I'm not one wide receiver. He's the number 1 running back there. 16 for 74, Nick Chubb, 6 for 16. Woody Marks, 2 more yards per carry. Still not using him the way that I would like. 1 target, 1 catch, negative 5 yards. Also, Nick Chubb, 1 target, 1 catch, negative 1 yard. So, love to have my running backs combined for 2 catches for negative 6 yards.
6 yards.
So,
that's really good. One thing Davis Mills struggles with, involving the running back in the passing game.
Yeah, come on, Davis Mills, get it together. So I think a lot of this did have to do with the Buffalo Bills. Like, we talked about this, like, it was a primo matchup, but he's the RB1 there. Like, he dominates the snaps, touches, everything. He dominates it all. It's like basically become a 75-25 split. So yeah, I think he's a flex guy.
Right, yeah. The unfortunate thing is that he is not very good, but he is perfectly fine as like RB26 every week.
He is, I'm sorry, not very good?
Oh.
He's fine. He's better than you give him credit for.
I don't think so.
This is an argument that goes way back to before the draft. Better than you give him credit for. And the Texans don't even use him right, because he's a better pass catcher than he is a runner. So.
Correct. That is correct.
All right. I think that's it for this game. Nico Collins, are we scared? Are we just going to keep running him out there? Are we going down with the ship?
You have to.
What are we waiting for? I mean, the guy hasn't done much, if anything, all season long.
All right, Mike. Mike, you have Nico Collins on your team. It's a redraft. Oh, there's a trade that's been offered to you. You trade Nico Collins. You get Khalil Shakir.
I would take Shakir.
Dang. Walker?
Simply would not.
Okay. What about this? You trade Nico Collins. You get... I'm trying to think. Rome Odunze.
I'll take Rome Odunze.
Dang.
I would also take Nico Collins on that.
All right, Walker, where do you have Nico Collins, like, in your general idea of rest of season?
Well, he's wide receiver 13 in total points and points per game. So I think him having an 8.5 point floor game once is acceptable. I'll be okay with that. The previous game was 24.2 points, so I mean, I'm good.
What about the previous game before that?
No idea what it was. I can't see that on the screen.
136 yards. I'm kidding. Oh. Yeah, Mike, what has you so down on Nico Collins?
Well, I didn't know he was 13th in overall points, so that kind of skews my opinion a little bit. But I thought he was more down to the 18 range.
Okay. Mike says, well, maybe I'll go screw myself then.
Yeah, maybe I'll just shut up and just listen to Walker.
All right. Hey. All right, let's go on to the next game, shall we? The next game being the first game of this week, Jets 2-8 at Baltimore 5-5. Baltimore 14.5 point favorites, 44.5 point over under. Justin Fields benched. Tyrod Taylor, starting quarterback, questionable. Kenane Nwangwu, Will McDonald, Harrison Phillips, and Marcelino McCrary Ball, which is a name if I've ever heard one. For the Ravens, Rashad Bateman is out, as is Keon Martin. My question is will Tyrod Taylor brute force Mason Taylor into being a blob tight end? So, obviously Tyrod Taylor will pass a lot more than Justin Fields. And Tyrod Taylor is coming off of a down couple of games, but, from weeks 3 to 8, there was a 6-game stretch where he had 5 targets 5 times, 6 targets 4 times. And averaged 4.5 catches for 36 yards per game. And so I looked into his advanced stats. He ran 100% of routes in week 10, 76% of routes in week 11. And his 93.2% route participation is second in the league among tight ends. So he's out there. He's running routes. Some call him a young Kate Otten. Also, the wide receivers on this team are dog shit. The best wide receiver, quote unquote, is Adonai Mitchell, who has never met a football he does not want to drop. So is Mason Taylor going to get brute forced into being a blob player this week? We'll say top 15.
I don't think I would put him top 15, but I do think he is a blob player, yes.
Mike, what are your thoughts?
This is a situation where the quarterback will rely on the tight end, I think, quite a bit. So, top 15, yes.
Okay. Walker, where do you have him ranked this week?
I have him at 18.
Pathetic. Disgusting.
Jesus. All right, fine. Whatever.
Walker, getting bullied into putting him at 7. Who's at 17?
AJ Barner.
Disgusting. Put Mason Taylor above AJ Barner right now.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Right now.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be bullied.
Are you going to be bullied, or is your friend looking out for you and being like, hey, I really think that you should probably be right instead of wrong? Just if you have your druthers, would you prefer to be right or wrong?
I'll stick with my rankings, bud.
All right, Walker wants to have their druthers and eat them too.
I love druthers. It's my favorite food.
All right, elsewhere on this team, it's Breece Hall, and that's it.
Extremely true, yes.
Extremely just Breece Hall. All right, let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait.
My player for this game.
He's oh, yeah.
It's Breece Hall. Breece Hall or David Montgomery against the Giants?
Check this out. David Montgomery.
Oh. That's crazy.
That's crazy, dog.
Mike, what about you?
I'll do Breece Hall.
Okay. I agree with Mike. Breece Hall or Chase Brown?
Chase Brown.
Chase Brown.
Okay. What's the third one, Walker?
Oh, sorry. I
Mike did say Chase Brown like there was more to it. Like you were thinking Chase Brown. Like you were like, I don't know. Is it Chase Brown?
Is it maybe?
Yeah. And then Breece Hall or newly minted starting running back again, temporarily, Sean Tucker.
Give me Breece Hall.
Yeah, I agree. Breece Hall.
I also agree.
I think Sean Tucker is going to get his role split with Rashad White again.
Exactly.
And Breece Hall, it's like, remember Isaiah Davis for like 1 week?
No, not really.
Yeah, he was there for 1 week because he scored a long touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens. And Walker, that's you.
It is me. Hell yeah. So, how is Mark going to slam Drews this week?
3 targets, 2 catches, 8 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Whoa. Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel indeed. God damn.
Some are calling him the new Kyle Rudolph.
He's Rudolphing hard.
Yeah.
And with the Christmas season approaching, it is appropriate. Yeah, I'm going to say he has, this week I'm going to say 6 targets, 3 catches, 11 yards, 1 touchdown, and a QB sneak touchdown from the 1.
Damn! We're going tush push?
Tush push.
Slam juice tush push. All right. So I guess that means we're starting Mark Andrews this week.
Yes, I do believe that is the case. Jets defense, not great.
Yeah, it's stinky. Mike, are we going to bully you into starting him again?
You can.
It's been working, to be fair.
It has been working.
Who is your other option again?
Bannon.
Oh, yeah, I would go with Andy.
100%.
Sincerely.
Shudder?
Yeah, with Shudder. Yeah, exactly. You got it. We got it. We have to mark Slandrews. Mark Slandrews always attempt. Shadur Sanders never attempt.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You got to. You simply must, Mike.
Okay.
All right. We're starting Lamar. We're starting Derrick Henry. What about Zay Flowers?
Yes.
Is this the start them all situation?
I would. Yeah. I think. This is too good of a spot for Lamar for Zay Flowers not to have at least a decent game, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, cool. Where's he come in for you, Walker? Like a wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3?
I have him at 20.
Okay, so back end wide receiver 2.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Anything else from this game anybody wants to talk about? Pretty straightforward. Good team and bad team.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do think this one is going to be... this isn't my diarrhea game of the week or whatever, but it's not good.
Walker, please. Poop from a butt of the week.
From the butt of the week, yes.
Please do not besmirch such and prestigious honors.
We already told you what poop from the butt of the week is on our previous episode.
Yeah, we already called our shot. Simply a 37.5 point over under that I would slam the under on.
yes, immediately.
Yeah. All right, we'll get there. We'll get there, and then we'll pass it as quickly as it came. All right, next game. Pittsburgh and we all got the Ravens, obviously. Pittsburgh and Chicago. Pittsburgh 6-4. Chicago 7-3. Chicago 3-point favorites. 44.5 point over under. Injuries in this one, Alex Highsmith is out with a pec injury. Aaron Rodgers, Cam Hayward, and Darius Slay are all questionable. For the Bears, Travis Homer is out, as is Roschon Johnson, Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards, and Noah Sewell. Walker, do you know if Noah and Panay are related, or is it just...
They're brothers.
They are brothers?
Yes.
How did one get named Noah and one get named Panay? That's interesting.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Yeah, one biblical name, one appears to be some sort of Pacific Islander name.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's some sort of Polynesian name.
All right, Travis Homer is out for the Bears. I already said that. Theo Benedict. I didn't go to the next line. Theo Benedict, Jaquan Brisker, Kyle Gordon, and Jalen Johnson are all questionable for the Bears. All right, for the Steelers. Free space, you're playing Jalen Warren. Are you playing DK Metcalf if Mason Rudolph plays?
Honestly, I still think I am because Chicago's secondary is beat up and not great. And Mason Rudolph will at least like kind of toss it up there.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
What's the question?
Are you starting DK if Mason Rudolph plays as a wide receiver?
No, I'm not. I'm not starting DK.
Okay. Also, you do not have to pick up and play Mason Rudolph. If Mason Rudolph starts, check this out. There are 6 quarterbacks who are rostered in fewer than 10% of leagues that are starting this week.
Wow.
Because you got Rudolph, Tyrod, Davis Mills. Why am I blanking? Chuck.
Cam Ward, I assume.
Cam Ward and Shadur.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, Chuck's more than 10%. So he Cam is? Ward and Shadur. Yeah, he's like 15.
Oh.
It's a good two quarterback league, and it's a good matchup, so people are streaming him.
Ah, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. Also, I have one question for you both about the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know they're a free space team. You remember that play from last week where Darnell Washington just killed like 3 guys?
I do.
I haven't stopped thinking about that play.
Yeah, he's a Mack truck out there.
Yeah, I showed it to multiple people at the shop on Monday. I was like, "Did you see that catch and run from the Steelers tight end?" They're like, "No," and I was like, "Check this out." And I did the same commentary. I was like, check this out. And I was like, uh-huh. And I was like, get off me. Get off me. Get off me. Oh, man. That was fun. All right. Let's talk about Mike. Well, we're not going to talk about Mike. Mike's going to talk about Rome.
Let's talk about Mike.
Let's have a frank conversation about Mike. Mike wants to talk about Rome Odunze.
Yeah. Is he going to be top 20 this week?
I think yes.
He could be, yeah. I mean, I think what it really... I mean, I want to say it comes down to the Steelers' pass rush, but Caleb, like, the only thing he does well is evade pass rushes.
Pretty much.
I think he got so conditioned last year from just getting sacked every single play that he's like, I got to stop this.
I'm going to say Odunze scores this week.
Ooh, all right.
It's my Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock of the Century of the Week.
I'm going to say that we finally get Rome wasn't built in Odunze, and he was he gets on the highlights. The fastest minute or whatever they call it?
Yeah, Boomer's fastest minute, I believe it is.
Yeah, he'll get on Boomer's fastest minute on Monday Night Football.
I hope you're right, Jeff. I really hope you get this payoff at some point.
God, I just want him to call him Rome wasn't built in Odunze. Or Rome, if you want to. Either one. Those are, Boomer, those are 2 layups for you, dog.
Yeah, I'm hoping that eventually this happens so you can point at the screen and be like, uh-huh.
And then I'm going to sue him for copyright. And I'm playing the long game. All right. DJ Moore, is he a wider? Oh, Walker, who is your player for this game?
Bill Williams.
All right, let's go. Let's do that.
All right, Caleb Williams or Jordan Love versus Minnesota?
Love.
Caleb.
I agree with Jeff this time.
Yes.
I love your guys' reaction so much. Caleb Williams or Brock Purdy versus Carolina.
Brock Purdy.
Purdy.
I agree. And finally, Caleb Williams or Jameis Winston versus Detroit.
Caleb.
That's a tough one. I'll go Caleb.
Agree again.
All right.
Concludes picking a thing or another thing.
That is Walker. I can tell you stayed up all night thinking the name of that segment. This is picking a thing or another thing.
And this segment will return about 10 more times.
Give or take. All right. DJ Moore. How are we feeling about DJ Moore this week?
Bad.
I agree. I think you can bench DJ Moore.
Yeah, he's like a real like far back end wide receiver three. I feel like you got to be pretty desperate to be playing Moore at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So over the last 6 weeks, he has been outside the top 36 four times. He's been outside the top 30 five times. And then one time he was wide receiver four against the Titans or the Bengals.
Oh, well, I think that he will be in that 30 to 36 range again.
Okay. You hopefully have a better option.
I would rather play Greg Dortch.
DJ Moore or Damn. DeAndre Swift?
Swift, easily.
Yeah. Okay, also, Greg Dortch, great play this week. It's a simple syllogism. If a player is out in the passing game on the Cardinals, then Greg Dortch is good. Also, Marvin Harrison is not playing. Therefore, Greg Dortch is good.
Right.
You want to talk about the devil came out last week, 6 for 66 and a touchdown. Can you tell who my sub 10% started streamer is this week or rostered streamer?
I'm gonna go ahead and say it's probably Greg Dortch.
It is. You can't scorch the Dortch, everybody. All right. Colson Loveland is firmly in the second half, the back half of the blob.
Agreed. Yes. I would not play him.
Loveland or Mason Taylor?
Mason Taylor.
See, I knew you loved Mason Taylor this week. Mike, Mason Taylor or Loveland?
I'll go Loveland.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Walker and I have the Steelers. Mike, you have the Chicago Bears.
I do.
All right. Perfect. All right. Let's go to the next one. New England and Cincinnati. New England 9-2, Cincinnati 3-7. Patriots 7-point favorites, 15.5-point over under. That sound you hear is the line changing in real time as Joseph Robinette Burrow makes his triumphant return. What's that? The Patriots are now 300-point underdogs? That's crazy. Not really. All right. Injuries for the Patriots. He's not officially in playing yet. Oh, okay. He's questionable. Yeah. Jelani Tavai is a Mike. You'll appreciate this in Expendables. I benched Joe Flacco just in case. I'm not getting in trouble again. All right. Jelani Tavai is out for the Patriots. Ramondre Stevenson and Harold Landry are questionable. For the Bengals, Trey Hendrickson, Cam Sample, and Cam Taylor-Britt are out. Samaje Perine and Dijon Anthony are doubtful. And Joseph Robinette Burrow making his triumphant return, question mark? He is questionable. I don't know why he is playing. The Bengals are not making the playoffs. If the Bengals end up 10-7 and making the playoffs, I will eat this microphone. Both of those things have to happen. Huh?
Don't say that, man.
Walker, I'm just up for that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not actually going to eat the microphone.
I know that, but like
I'm going to back out of the statement.
Jeff's just like, I'm going to be a coward if it happens.
I'm going to be a little worm, lower than dirt.
That's the podcaster's creed right there.
That's right, baby. All right. That's the podcaster's promise.
Did you say broadcaster?
No, no, yes. The episode title, The Podcaster's Promise. All right, Walker, let's get into your question about Ramondre Stevens' season.
Yeah, if he plays, do you play him? It's a good matchup.
You simply must.
Okay, okay.
Mike?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
All right. I think you start him and Trevion no matter what. No matter what. I'm saying, like, if Stevenson's in or out.
Okay, so here's a question for you guys then. So, say you have these four running backs, okay?
You have these four running backs.
Say somebody has these four running backs. Rico Dowdle, Sean Tucker, Aaron Jones, and Ramondre Stevenson. Now you can only start three of these men. Who gets the boot?
It's Ramondre, Sean Tucker, Dowdle, and who is the fourth one?
Aaron Jones.
Ew.
Now, Sean Tucker, probably.
Over Aaron Jones? I don't know.
Jordan Mason is not taking from Aaron Jones.
No, he's not. It's
not much. Yeah, I don't know. I just worry that Stevenson in his first game back, like, just won't get played that much.
I think he's going to get, like, 11 or 12 touches, and that's, I think, against this Bengals defense, that's just truly terrible. That's enough to go off and do something. Whereas with Sean Tucker going up against the Rams defense, like, he could also get, like, 11 touches, and I feel more confident in 11 touches from Ramondre going up against the Bengals than I do against Sean Tucker going up against the Rams.
I just don't want to leave, like, if Sean Tucker gets 18 touches again, I don't want to leave that on the bench.
I mean, sure, but also, are we just micromanaging your roster in the Lions Blood League?
I will neither confirm nor deny this.
I will say bench everybody.
Okay, fair enough.
Take a zero.
Well, I respect your input, but I will politely decline.
Okay, that's fair. All right. Kayshawn Booty.
You guys are all in on Ramondre Stevenson, and I am skeptical.
Walker's making the thinky face emoji right now.
That's correct. It's one of my favorite emojis.
It is. It's so good. I think this is a Kayshawn Booty week. I'm just saying. Whoever eats air yards and when he's is going to do a lot in this game, and he's been eating air yards when healthy. He hasn't been healthy the last couple of weeks, so it's been Mac Hollins, which is crazy to me.
It's been peculiar. So speaking of Kayshawn Booty, he's my guy for this game.
Okay, let's do it.
Perfecto. So, Kayshawn Booty or Romeo Doubs?
Booty.
Booty, 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 booty.
Mike's rocking everywhere.
I would go with Doubs, but it's not by much. Okay. Booty or Ricky Pearsall?
Booty.
Gimme Pearsall.
I
think
agree.
They get him involved.
With Mike. And then Kayshawn Booty or Darnell Mooney with no Drake London.
Kayshawn Booty.
Booty.
Because there's a key component of that. Also, no Michael Penix.
Right. There is a key. There's the Kirk Cousins factor.
Yeah.
Kirko Stains.
Poor Kirko. Poor Kirko. He's so bad now. All right. Yeah. Drake Mays must start. Stephon Diggs is my boom player of the week this week at wide receiver. I think he goes hashtag nuclear against the Bengals.
You know who my boom player of the week is at wide receiver? You're going to love this one.
Who's that?
A big man. I shouldn't say a little man. A big man by the name of Heteroa McMillan.
Ooh, I don't like that, Walker. I don't like that one bit.
Fortunately for you, I think that there are going to be exactly two players that do anything at all.
Okay,
For the Panthers. So.
So we're saying Heteroa McMillan and Tommy Tremble.
Sure. Perfectly accurate on that one.
Perfect. All right. I think that's Hunter Henry. You simply must. I'd rather start Hunter Henry more than any other tight end we've talked about in this episode.
Who have we talked about so far? I think I agree with that. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Mike, what do you think?
I think absolutely.
Yeah. Than Slam Drews, more than Taylor, more than Colson Loveland. Yeah, I think he has a great week this week.
Agreed. Cincinnati bad.
All righty. Speaking of Cincinnati, I think Joe Burrow plays this weekend. But there's going to be no Ja'Marr Chase. He's suspended for doing Hawk Tua. suspended for Hawk Tua. Now I want to see one of those, like, you know, those like graphics, like
per Sam Adam Schefter meme, yeah, or
something. Oh yeah, Sam Darnold meme, suspended for Hawk Tua. He spit on that thing. All right, has anybody made that joke? I don't think so.
Probably not,
I think we're the first people on this planet to make that joke.
I'll bite. What's Hawk Tua?
That is the tight end for the Vikings and the quarterback for the Dolphins.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hawk Tua. Spit on that thing. All right. Can we start him this week? Only T. Higgins, but Mike Gesicki returns. So his true wide receiver one returns. I can't think of Mike Gesicki without thinking of that picture that I took in Roostars, which is a local chain of ESPN that was like, Joe Burrow's weapons back, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Mike Gesicki. I'm like,
yeah, it's so good.
I don't think Mike Gesicki is on the same tier. But I would rather start Mike Gesicki. He's a tight end one for me this week. Tight end one in my heart. So can we start Joe Burrow this week?
You can.
It's a free country. I think you
probably have a better option, though.
I would think so too. Joe Burrow, or let's think Joe Burrow, or any of those sub 10% roster guys I mentioned.
I would go Burrow over those guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike? Exactly.
Okay. You know what? It's seven guys because Jameis was not on that list because that was before Jackson Dart was ruled out. So
okay, I would still have him over Jameis though.
All right, Joe Burrow or nine?
Easily Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow or Daniel Jones?
I'd go with Jones on that one.
Daniel Jones.
Wrong. Daniel Jones simply cannot stop fumbling the football. He's back to his ways.
Oh man, fumbles me crazy.
If he fumbles twice in a game, he's statistically likely to lose one. That's only negative 2 points. I'm not really that worried about it.
It's also the end of the drive. All right. Joe Burrow or Jake Brisket?
Jake Brisket.
Joe Burrow or... I'm trying to find an answer that's Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow or Geno?
We've said Joe Burrow on like all of the shitty ones.
Okay, good. I'm trying to find a decision people will actually make, though.
Joe Burrow or Baker Mayfield?
Oh, Baker.
Baker.
I agree.
It's a revenge game.
Joe Burrow or Sam Darnold?
Sam Darnold all the way.
See, I don't agree.
iTunes?
Yeah, but see, the Titans aren't that bad against opposing quarterbacks because teams don't need to throw.
Yeah, but have you seen the dog? Have you seen my running backs? I'm going to jail, dog. Look at my running backs. I'm going to jail, dog. They are going to throw. They have to get the taste of last week out of their mouths. They will throw.
Okay. I mean, you can play narrative ball. That's fine.
I will play narrative ball all the way to the Hall of Fame, the Fantasy Football Hall of Fame. All right. All right. And you're starting T. Higgins. You're starting Chase Brown. Don't start Mike Gesicki. That was a bit. Don't do it.
Yeah, the correct. Yes.
All right. Anything else from this game?
No.
Go Patriots. I'm so glad to see them doing well. Giants are 2-9. Detroit 6-3. Detroit 11.5-point favorites. 49.5-point over under. Dome boys back in the dome, baby. Let's go. Jackson Dart is out. Thomas Fidone is also out, as is Kayvon Thibodeau and Paulson Adebo. Oh, man. Jared Goff's going to throw for 500 yards. Eric Gray, Deontay Biggs, and Tyler Newbin are questionable. Miles Frazier, Marcus Davenport, Joshua Pascal, Terrion Arnold, and Kirby Joseph are out for the Lions. Sione Vaki, Isaac Tesla, Taylor Decker, Penei Sewell, Tate Ratledge, Graham Glasgow, Khalil Dorsey, and DJ Reed are questionable. Walker, did you see the Tate Ratledge? The Onion post about him?
Yes, it was really good.
Yeah, and people are too dumb to get it.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Mike, did you see the Onion post?
No.
It was Lions rookie asked for Thanksgiving off, and it was Tate Ratledge, and people were like, this guy wants to take Thanksgiving off? Doesn't he know the Lions play on Thanksgiving every year? And it's like, bro, it's the Onion. What do you... Come on, man.
It is a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke. All right. Speaking of a joke, the New York Football Giants. Mike, your question is about them.
Yeah, should we start Juan Daddy?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think Jameis will probably give him like 11 targets or something.
I think so. Because they have neutered Jameis. This is not the same Jameis as before. 7.6 air yards per pass attempt last week.
Yeah, I mean, that's conducive to Wandale.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's Wandale's music. It's Wandale's music. That's Theo Johnson's music. It's not Darius Slayton's music.
It isn't.
What do you think, Mike, about your own question?
Yeah, I like Wandale, especially in PPR.
Okay, cool. What about Theo Johnson? Oh, go ahead, Walker.
I was going to say, and Wandale is my player, so...
Okay, let's talk about Wandale Orr.
Yes, Wandale Orr, another player in this game that we will probably discuss short a little bit. Jameson Williams.
Oh, give me J-Mo.
Wandale.
I would go J-Mo.
I know what that menu in the Applebee's commercial says with Dan Campbell. It says, give the ball to J-Mo.
Throw ball to fast guy, indeed.
Yeah, throw ball fast guy. It's just throw ball fast guy. That's all it says.
Wandale or Juwan Jennings?
Wandale.
I agree. And Wandale or Michael Pittman?
Michael Pittman.
I agree.
Give me Pittman. All right. Tyrone Tracy is the RB2 is the RB1 there. Please don't start Devin Singletary, and Tyrone Tracy is a flex.
I would try to avoid playing any of those guys.
Okay. You heard it here first, folks. Let's ask this.
Lions run defense, it's good.
Tyrone Tracy or Tyrone Tracy or I'm trying to think I got nothing. Tyrone Tracy or Bam Knight?
Knight. Knight's no like Devo. The last man standing.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Mike?
Who were the two again?
Tracy or I forgot Knight. The other guy already.
Bam Knight.
Yeah, I'll go Bam.
Okay, Woo. Tracy or Either Tennessee guy.
Tracy.
Oh, either Tennessee guy over him.
All right, Tracy or Bashel Farton.
Farton all the way.
All the way to the bank. All right.
That's right.
Let's go Farton.
All right, let's talk about the other side of the football. Theo Johnson. Where's Theo Johnson ranked this week for you, Walker?
11.
Is that above or below Hunter Henry?
Below.
I agree. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, he should be below.
All right, Walker, your question is about David Montgomery, the beautiful boy.
Are we going to drop him because he's been kind of bad?
No, because he's going to be... We're going to start him because he's going to be kind of good.
Yeah. And what if we talked in Marge voice the whole episode?
That was like half Marge, half Yoda voice. Oh, man. Yoda with the Marge hair? All right, I will not be paying attention to the rest of the podcast because I will be making
instead of oh homie, it's homie oh.
Just neat, I think they are. All right. Go ahead, Walker. Say your thing. Do your thing.
Oh, I'm not gonna do it.
No, I'm saying go on with talking about David Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, I just think he's going to have a good week because the Lions will likely win this game by a lot, so he'll salt the game away and get a touchdown or something like that.
Also, the Giants are bottom five in, like, every running back metric, every rushing defense metric. They're just truly a terrible defense.
According to Jeff's model,
it's
going to be a good day for David Montgomery.
I concur. Mike, what do you think? Good day for David Montgomery?
It dang well should be.
Dave Montgomery or Jahmyr Gibbs?
It would be funny if... I mean, it'd be funny if Montgomery gets like three touchdowns for some reason, but...
they're making it 2024 again.
Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery? The answer is yes.
Yeah. Give the man a million touches. All right.
Is it weird to you guys that the Lions are favored by more points than they scored last week?
No, because the Giants are really bad.
Oh, okay.
Mike doing Mike. See, now Mike's needling Walker about the about the Lions. Now Martin scoring on me. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, it's no good. Please don't look at the records for our teams at all. It's not important.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, not important.
I'm just waiting for the Niners to get to 9 wins so I can repost the guy who said the Niners were only going to win 8 games this year. That's all I'm waiting on. That's all this season is building towards is them.
I'm just waiting for the ultimate battle, Mike versus Jeff. Niners Colts.
Oh yeah, that is. That's coming up.
You guys will make the playoffs. Colts aren't making the playoffs.
Yeah, Colts are making the... Shut up, Mike.
They're not, Mike, trust me.
Mike's still reverse cursing the Colts.
Mike simply will not stop reverse cursing the Colts.
You've seen their last six games?
Who are their last six games against?
They got...
They're all Kansas against City the Texans.
Yeah, I wish. They're down with the Texans. They got Seattle, San Francisco, Houston twice, and Jacksonville twice.
Oh, they'll win both those Jacksonville games. They'll get their shit kicked in by the 49ers.
They'll probably lose the 49ers. They'll lose to Seattle. They're going to lose to Kansas City. They'll lose to Houston twice.
Perfect. All right. I don't know why Mindy Kaling has Marge hair, but that's what I'm using as the basis for this one. All right. Where were we? I have very important tasks that I'm taking care of.
Right. You're starting the other Lions. Amon
Ross. Oh, yeah. Start all your Lions.
Bounce back.
Oh.
J-Mo good.
Brock Wright. Seven targets last week.
Come on.
I'm just saying.
I'm not interested in Brock Wright.
Start Dome Boy. He's back in the Dome.
Yes. Jared Goff, quarterback 9 for me this week. I think he will do well.
Quarterback 9, more like quarterback no in German.
That's fair.
9.
Damn.
All right. We all got the Lions winning that one. Let's go Minnesota at Green Bay. Minnesota 4-6. Speaking of nine, Green Bay 6-3-1. Green Bay 6.5-point favorites. 42.5-point over under for the Vikings. Ryan Kelly is questionable. Jonathan Grenard is also questionable. For the Packers, Jaden Reed and Nate Hobbs are out. Quay Walker is doubtful. Josh Jacobs, Matthew Golden, Dontavian Wicks, Savion Williams, Carl Brooks, and Lucas Van Ness are all questionable. Mike, what's your question?
Back to your favorite running backs, Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason, most fantasy points scored.
Aaron Jones by double.
Oh, damn. I'm not going that far, but I do think it's Aaron Jones. I think Jordan Mason is at this point. Like, he's had a couple touchdowns or like long plays recently, but he's just not involved enough on a consistent enough basis.
Great. Mike, what do you think?
I'm going to go Jordan Mason.
Wow. What? Okay.
What, yeah. Mike? What? Who? He'll what league are you reverse cursing him in? Mike's reverse cursing Aaron Jones. I don't trust Mike's takes anymore. He's reverse. He's using the podcast as a platform to reverse curse.
Reverse curse. Gotcha.
All right. So you're really doing this, huh, Mike?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay. Well, we'll see.
Jordan Mason, he's going to have 6 carries for 18 yards and 3 touchdowns.
And I'm going to be so mad. Mike, once again, bends reality to his will.
Bending it.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm okay benching Jordan Addison. Do we all agree?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. Yes. I don't know if I do it in a lot of situations, but I definitely think that you can get away from him.
You know who he can't get away from is his damn quarterback, which is why I'm okay benching him.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Justin Jefferson. Is there how many? Where's Justin Jefferson ranked for you, Walker?
He's number 12.
Justin Jefferson or Emeka Egbuka?
Egbuka.
Egbuka over Jefferson, Mike?
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson or... I'm trying to think. Michael Pittman.
Pittman.
I go Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson or... Devontae Adams.
Adams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Devontae.
All right, cool. All righty.
Okay. Hold on. My player is Jordan Addison, so we're doing 3 more, folks.
Okay.
Real quick, Jordan Addison or Alec Pierce?
Give me Alec Pierce, baby.
I'm going to go Alec Pierce.
I agree. Jordan Addison or A.J. Brown?
Give me Arthur Juan going up against the Cowboys.
I'll go Addison.
I'm going to go A.J. Brown. And then Addison or... Let's see here. Xavier Worthy.
I'll go Addison.
I'm also going to go Addison.
I agree.
Alrighty. TJ Hockenson. No, wait, let me finish. You want to drive out into the middle of the field and then kick him out and then never look back.
This dude sucks. You should drop him.
You should drop him. Also, dude who sucks, JJ McCarthy.
He's also bad.
He stinks. All right. All right. Let's talk about on the Packers side. My question is Christian Watson a top 36 play this week? Christian Watson has a 22.6%. I'm sorry. 22.6 ADOT on the season in his 4 games on 17 targets on 20 plus air yard passes. The Vikings are 6th in fantasy points per game. Allowing 12 catches for 397 yards and 5 touchdowns on 21 targets. They are 2nd in touchdowns allowed and 3rd in yards per target. But check this out. They have faced the fewest 20-plus air yard targets on the season. because they blitz so goddamn much that usually the quarterback doesn't have time to throw it. But when he does, the player on the other end of the ball is usually wide ass open. So is Christian Watson a top 36 play this week?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, cool. Christian Watson or Jordan Addison?
Literally back to back in my rankings.
Bang.
I'll go with Addison.
All right. Flex question. Christian Watson or Kareem Hunt?
Watson.
Yeah, Watson.
Christian Watson or Jacoby Myers?
Watson.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Jacoby.
All right. Is Jordan Love a top 12 quarterback this week? Because there's so many bad players that are starting at quarterback.
No.
No.
That's true, because they are all behind him. All the bad players are behind him. There's enough good players ahead of him. Jordan Love or Baker?
Baker.
Baker.
Jordan Love or Trevor Lawrence?
Love.
Yeah, Love.
Jordan Love or Sam Darnold?
Darnold.
Jordan Love.
All right. Would you start any of the Sinister Six guys that are sub 10% rostered ahead of him?
Only Jameis.
Only famous Jameis. Mike?
Yeah, I do like Jameis. I'll agree with Walker.
Cool. Sounds good. If Josh Jacobs plays, you play him. If he doesn't play, do you play Emmanuel Wilson?
I think you can, but I'd rather play Aaron Jones than Emmanuel Wilson.
So he's like a low-end flex?
Mid-tier flex, I'd say.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, if he doesn't play, then I think they'll run the ball still quite a bit. So, yeah, you can go with Emmanuel Wilson.
My big worry is that they'll have him active, but they'll only get him a few touches because they would rather have him against Detroit on Thursday, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
Like, they want to keep him from getting rusty, but they don't want him to get hurt again or, you know, don't want to throw him out there. So I agree that would be annoying. That's my only fear, but if he's active, you have to play him.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, definitely.
So don't start Fucker Kraft. Does the Christian Watson emergence kill Romeo Doubs for you both?
Christian Watson. No, I don't think it kills Romeo Doubs. He's still leading them in targets. I just think Romeo Doubs just basically turns into Jacoby Myers now.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
No, I think it might not be this week, but it'll be soon next week. Where Watson is going to take, because it always happens with these Green Bay wide receivers. Someone will be hot for a couple weeks and then you won't hear from them for the next 3 or 4 weeks. So, that I think that's kind of like what's going to happen with Christian Watson is the fact that even though he'll be a top 36 guy, I could see him falling off where Romeo Doubs takes over.
All right. I mean, that's fair enough. I've heard of crazier things happening. So,
well, and Jaden Reed's going to be coming back at some point here soon, too. So then that's going to make everything even messier.
I think that hurts Romeo Doubs a lot more than it hurts Christian Watson.
I don't know. They like to throw to Reed like short and long.
Yeah, and I think that Christian Watson only gets like 4 to 5 targets a game. So
yeah, that's fair. He's probably going to have exactly the same role.
Yeah, so they'll just throw long one or two extra times is all it is.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it'll eat up Romeo Doubs. All right, we all have the Packers winning this one. Let's talk about the Colts and the Chiefs, Mike. Have either of you listened to the Around the NFL podcast or Heed the Call?
No.
And I have in the past, but not like this season.
Okay. So in the past they had the P scale. 1 to 10. 1, completely dry. You're good to go. 10. They're soaked through. You need a change. Mike, going up against the Chiefs. What's your P scale?
8.
8? All right. This guy's soaked, but he can deal with it. You don't need to change the pants. Maybe a little dribble. All right. Chiefs are 5-5. They host the 8-2 Colts. They are 3.5-point home favorites. 49.5-point over under. For the Colts, Jalen Carlees is out. Tyquan Lewis and Charvarius Ward are questionable. For the Chiefs, Isaiah Pacheco is out. Xavier Worthy and Kingsley Suamataya are questionable. All right, Mike, your question is about your boys. Let's get it going.
Michael Pittman versus Tyler Warren, most fantasy points scored.
Give me the Pitt man.
Yeah, give me the Pitt man as well. I think that
they're in KC, so I need the Pitt man for the barbecue, you know.
Folks. Andy Reid licking his lips. Like, man, absolutely. I need the Pitt man. I tried to describe Andy Reid to somebody at work
And Jake Brisket. We need Jake Brisket and the Pitt man.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Jake, could you imagine, Mike?
Could you imagine Jake Brisket throwing to the Pitt man?
I was like, wait, yeah. Didn't he? Wasn't he on the board?
I think so. Yeah,
he was. I mean, he was. I think they were together for like a year.
Brisket to the Pitt man? Oh my God. that's an image right there. Anyways, I was trying to describe Andy Reid to somebody at work, and I was like, he looks like a walrus, but also the Kool-Aid man. And this other guy was like, yeah, that's pretty fair. All right. Pittman and Warren both starts. Don't start any other wide receivers. Oh, except for Alec Pierce. I forgot about Alec Pierce. Folks, how are we feeling about Alec Pierce? Alec Pierce or Christian Watson in literally the exact same role?
Give me Alec Pierce.
Yeah, I trust Pierce.
I trust Pierce as well. Alec Pierce or Jacoby Myers in the exact opposite role.
Exactly. Give me Pierce.
Pierce.
Alec Pierce or the man who had the most receiving yards for a wide receiver in a game this season? Michael Wilson.
Wilson.
Yeah. Especially since Marvin Harrison isn't playing.
I agree. All right. Wait, Alec Pierce or...
Jeff stole Alec my Pierce player, or... so I won't be doing one on this one.
Oh, no! I stole it! Walker, go!
Alec Pierce or DK Metcalf?
Alec Pierce.
Alec Pierce.
I would go Metcalf. And the last one, Alec Pierce or Greg Dortch?
Ooh.
Alec Pierce.
Give me Alec Pierce.
I agree.
Sorry, Walker. I stole your name. Okay. All right, you want to do it with Jonathan Taylor? Jonathan Taylor or Christian McCaffrey?
Ooh.
Yes, the answer is yes. You figure out a way.
Jonathan Taylor, Bijan Robinson, or Christian McCaffrey? Bench one.
Bijan, get him out of here.
Wow. Mike?
I don't want any Bijan on my sandwich.
Yeah, I agree with Walker. Bijan.
What are you, my damn wife? She hates mustard.
I don't like mustard either.
What?
Mustard is so good.
Oh my God.
What? I like when people put mustard in like macaroni and cheese.
Ooh. My secret to macaroni and cheese? An artery clogging amount of cheese.
That's right. And like five or six different kinds for sure.
Oh, yeah. Also, while we're talking about it, if you're making mashed potatoes this week, trust me on this. For every pound and a half of potatoes, throw in an egg yolk. Trust me on that.
I will not be doing that, but okay.
You should be doing that.
Nope.
You got to be really careful with it because if you put too many in at once, they will cook and they will harden. And then that is gross and you don't want that.
Yeah, I'm just not going to fall with it.
You should do with that. You should do that. You should do it.
I'm just going to put a shitload of butter and a little splash of cream.
Let's just say salt
and pepper.
And garlic?
I will put garlic in it, yeah.
Perfect. All right. I forgot where we were, what we were talking about. Oh, Daniel Jones. I do not want to start Daniel Jones this week. The man simply cannot stop getting sacked over the last 2 weeks. And who's he playing? Is it potentially the best defensive coordinator in the NFL?
Pretty much. I don't know. I mean, I think you can play Daniel Jones. I think it's fine.
Again, it is a free country. You can do whatever you want.
You know what? I think you downright should do it. Why not?
Ooh. Check this out. Nicknames for Daniel Jones on Pro Football Reference.
Okay.
So there's three of them.
Yep. We got Danny Dimes, of course.
Of course.
I probably can't guess either of the other ones, I'm going to guess.
One I've said on this podcast several times, and it started this season.
Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
That's Mike, do you know the third nickname for your quarterback, Mike, according to a Pro Football Reference?
No, the only two I have were Daniel Dimes and Indiana Jones.
I'm going to say The Franchise.
Well, he does alter franchises. I'll say that much. Vanilla Vic.
Vanilla Vic? The fuck?
I think that's the joke one from the time that he fell.
That could be. I don't know.
And he was running for like an 80-yard touchdown, and then he just fell in the middle of the field.
Tripped over his own feet.
I already made Yoda as Marge, but now I really want to make the episode image the "What if Michael Vick was white?"
image. Oh yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that's gonna be tough. That's gonna be tough. We'll see.
You can just post the other one.
Yeah, I could. I think maybe I'll save it for. I'll have the absurdity check be about Daniel Jones. Either way, that way I can have my cake and eat it too.
There you go.
That way I can have my druthers and eat it too, like Walker.
Oh, my delicious druthers.
Oh, Walker loves druthers. Okay. But Daniel Jones sacked 12 times the last two games. I'm just saying. He's going to fumble the football. I'm just saying.
I hope it's not as ugly as it's been in the last two games, because, man. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Mike, I'm putting my hand on your shoulder over the internet. Buddy, it's going to be buddy. Like the last two games.
He's Daniel Jonesing, folks.
I'm jonesing for him to not be Danieling as much as he is.
Yeah.
Damn, Daniel, stop doing that.
Damn, Daniel.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the football on the ground. Oh, all right. Chiefs side.
Again with the white hands.
Back at it again with the white Michael Vick.
Oh, God.
All right. Do we trust Kareem Hunt to continue his RB2 ways without Isaiah Pacheco? In the last two games without Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt has averaged an 80% snap share, 12 carries, 19 and a half routes run for about 60 total yards and a touchdown, finishing as RB16 and RB20 without Isaiah Pacheco. There were more stats here, but those were when Isaiah Pacheco was there, when I thought Isaiah Pacheco was playing, and I definitely didn't change this question at the last minute. Do we trust Kareem Hunt to continue his RB2 ways this week?
No, I think the Colts defense is pretty damn good, and I think Hunt will finish outside the top 24 as a result.
Mike, your thoughts?
I could see him finishing in the top 24, especially without Defoe there.
I agree with Walker. I think his RB2 ways have been reliant on him scoring touchdowns. And granted, it is Kareem Hunt on the Chiefs. If they get the ball at the one, it's as predictable as a Jalen Hurts tush push from the one. But I think the Colts will, they're a good defense. Excuse me. They're a good defense, and I think they will stymie Kareem Hunt. So I would still start him as a flex because he's the only running back there, because Breshard Smith is a mirage. He is a Jerick McKinnon, Samaje Perine shaped mirage.
That's correct.
So you're starting Mahomes, you're starting
Kelce.
Yeah. All right, so you're starting Mahomes, you're starting Kelce, and you're starting Rashee Rice, and that's it, right? No, I don't trust Xavier Worthy anymore.
Yeah, I think you can play him, but he's very boom-bust at this point. I mean, it's not a super reliable player right now.
Right, Mike, thoughts?
Yeah, Xavier Worthy, God, when was the last time he did anything of anything? It's pretty much the Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce show.
Yeah, we're having damn Smash McDoubles and rice. That's our dinner.
Yeah, let's see. Honestly, it's pretty good.
All right. Xavier Worthy. Can anybody tell me the Xavier Worthy's season high in receiving yards?
I'm going to guess 79.
Mike?
I was going to say 85.
83 in week 4.
Wow, we were really close.
Since then, 42, 20, 35, 53, 23, 25.
Ugh.
Terrible for weeks, folks.
That's not good.
It's not what you're looking for. All right. Somebody's going to make his way to the cut list this week. I did not realize it was that bad.
It's not going well.
Speaking of not going well, for the Colts, we all have the Chiefs winning this one. We ready for a really easy game. Seattle 7-3, Tennessee 1-9, Seattle 12.5-point favorite. Somehow not the biggest spread on the week. 41.5-point over under. The biggest spread this week is going to be Thanksgiving, folks.
Whoa, damn.
Torrey Horton out. Tyrese Knight out. Robbie has elbow/non-injury-related/personal. I feel like elbow/non-injury-related are mutually exclusive. Kenneth Walker's got a butt strain. He came up on the injury report on Friday with that. Gray Zabel is questionable, as is Ernest Jones. For the Titans, Elik Ayo Manor, Kendall Brooks, and Xavier Woods are out. Khalil Mullings, Corey Levin, and Daryl Baker are questionable. Walker, let's talk about the Seahawks.
Is it just JSN and then forget about it?
If there's no Kenneth Walker, I would start Sharbs over like Kareem Hunt.
Well, yeah, for sure. I'm just being like, if everybody plays other than the guys that are already ruled out, like, are you banging the table to start Sam Darnold? Are you banging the table to start, Kenneth Walker?
Buddy, they don't even let me bang the table.
Wow. Okay.
Sam Darnold, I feel like Sam Darnold versus Baker is a coin flip this week.
Okay. Mike, which side would you take?
Yeah, I agree. I'm not banging the table for any of those guys outside of JSN.
Okay.
But I do think that Sam Darnold's going to have a good week.
That's fair.
Top 12.
Okay. I don't think they're going to need to throw that much as all, but I could see a situation where they decide to like try to exercise some demons.
Yeah, I think this is a week where they're going to want to try to just like put the Titans in the ground and put the game from last week fully and firmly behind them.
That's reasonable to expect, but yeah, I think you're going to be able to start somebody who isn't JSN in this game for the Seahawks. I just don't have any confidence in predicting which one it's going to be.
One of Cooper Kupp or AJ Barner.
What if it's Rashid Shaheed?
I completely forgot. It's Rashid Shaheed. I completely forgot he was a Seahawk. It's going to be Rashid Shaheed. They're going to use this game to get Rashid Shaheed and Sam Darnold on the same page. The Titans are secondary. This is practice.
This is practice. Yeah, fair enough. Scout team, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it'll be Rashid Shaheed. I will Rashid Shaheed or Christian Watson.
Watson.
Rashid Shaheed or Watson.
Rashid Shaheed or Darnell Mooney.
Rashid Shaheed.
Rashid Shaheed or Tez Johnson.
Shaheed.
Okay. All right. And then that's it for the that's it for the Seahawks, and that's it for the Titans. Don't start a Titan, folks. Except for one. Guess who's making his debut this week?
Debut?
Xavier Restrepo, baby.
Oh, he's back. I didn't realize.
Yeah, he's making his debut this week. Xavier Restrepo. Let's go.
Get ready for 2 catches for 9 yards.
The Chimeri DK game. / the Elik Aomanner game. / the Calvin Ridley game.
Chimeri DK is going to get a million targets, I feel like, in this game, and it's not going to matter at all.
9 targets, 3 catches, 35 yards.
Yep. Bang. Exactly.
All right. We all got the Seahawks. Let's go to the 1 o'clock games. Jacksonville at Arizona. Jacksonville 6-4. Arizona 3-7. Jags 2.5 point favorites. 47.5 point over under. For the Jags, BTJ, Hunter Long, Anton Harrison, Trevon Walker, Yasir Abdullah are all out. Brenton Strange, Jerrion Jones, Jordan Lewis, Greg Newsom are questionable. For the Cardinals, Trey Benson, Amari DiMercato, Marvin Harrison Jr., Baron Browning, and Dadrian Taylor-Demerson are all out. Kelvin Beachum, Hayden Connor, Will Hernandez, Darius Robinson, and Will Johnson are all questionable. My question for this game is about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Will Bashel Touton build on his Week 11 game? So, last week, Bashel Touton finished with 15 touches for 74 yards on 23 snaps and a 32.4% snap share, all career highs. He did leave with an ankle injury, however, and he was pretty much splitting everything with Travis Etienne until that point. With Travis Etienne still riding the overrated bus to Midville, averaging 3.8 yards per carry since over the last 6 weeks. And the Cardinals ranking as the 5th best running back matchup this week. And the passing game doesn't work. Will we see Bashel Touton build on his Week 11 game this week?
I'm going to say a little, but not as much as we want.
Okay, yeah, Mike? I agree with Walker. I think it'll be better, but it's not going to be explosively better.
Rarely are things explosively better when you're tooting.
When you're tooting.
Damn. Oh, that's so true.
Oh, my God. All right. Jacoby Myers or Parker Washington in this game?
Myers.
All right. I'm not Myers. Taking your guy, Walker. Who's your guy this game?
My God. Jesus. I totally. Michael Wilson.
Okay, we'll get to him in a second. Let's talk about Michael. Well, no, I'm just kidding. Are we starting Travis Etienne in this game?
Yes.
Yes.
I think worst case scenario, you're looking at the Woody Marks game from last night from Etienne.
Yeah, pretty much.
With like 3 catches.
Yeah, his floor, I feel like, in this game is like 9 points. So
yeah, so I would start him. Yeah, he's safe. Are you starting Brenton Strange if he comes back? He was weirdly blobby beforehand.
Yeah, I think he's like fine, but I wouldn't necessarily go get him for his first time back now.
Yeah. I agree. There's a lot of better options out there. And don't start Trevor Lawrence if you can help it. Yeah.
I wouldn't be doing that.
No, we're not starting Trevor Lawrence.
All right. Mike, let's talk about Jake Brissett, who I would rather start over Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, so would I. Brissett over under 260 passing yards.
Over.
Over. I'm going to say 276.
I think he repeats his performance from 3 weeks ago. 261.
Oh. Damn.
Bang. All right.
Let's get on Price is Right rules.
Michael Wilson, Walker, can't stop talking about him. Walker says, when are we going to talk about Michael Wilson?
Well, right now, apparently.
Yeah.
Michael Wilson or let's go Roma Dunze.
Give me Rome.
Michael Wilson or Roma Dunze, I'm going to Rome.
Fair, fair. I would agree. Michael Wilson or his teammate, Greg Dortch.
Wilson.
Give me Mike Wilson.
Yep, I agree. Wilson or AJ Brown?
AJ.
Give me Wilson.
I'd go Brown, barely. And let's see. Oh, that's it. Never mind. We're good.
We are good. Where does he rank for you this week, Walker?
23.
All right. So just inside the
RV. More like Michael Jordan, folks.
Damn. We got there. All right. Trey McBride must start. Jake Brisket. I feel like you can start him, but probably he's like quarterback 14.
Oh, you have undervalued Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, where's Jacoby Brissett ranked?
My quarterback 10.
Brisket or Sam Darnold?
Brisket.
I'll go Sam Darnold.
Mike is correct.
Oh, well.
Brisket.
Fuck myself.
Brisket or PYT? Brock Purdy.
Give me Brisket.
Yeah, Brisket.
Brisket or Bryce Young?
Easy. Easy Brisket.
Yeah. I don't know. They both threw for 400 something yards last week.
Yeah, but Jacoby Brissett's thrown for 250 plus like five straight weeks. Bryce Young's never done that in his life.
Also, Bryce Young is a little guy who's tiny and is bad.
And Jacoby Brissett is a big guy who's strong, and I'm not sure if he's good either, but he can see over the line for sure.
Yeah, he is strong, and he is handsome, and he is my friend, Jacoby Brissett. Trey McBride must start. What are we doing with these running backs, man? It is the Bam Night Show.
Yeah, and I don't want on. I don't want on the ride. Not interested.
Mike, are you interested in the Bam Night Show?
Am I interested in Bam Night Show? No, not really.
All right, perfect. And that's it. We all have the Jags winning. All right. Cleveland and Vegas. They're both 2-8. Vegas 3-point favorites, 37.5 point over under. Dylan Gabriel isn't playing, neither is Jamari Thrash or Alex Wright. Jack Conklin is questionable. You are starting Quinshon Judkins. You are starting. Are you starting Harold Fannin?
Oh.
I guess not.
You are starting Ashton Jeanty and Brock Bowers. We all have the Raiders winning. Per Heed the Call, can you guys name the last time the Browns won in a game in the Pacific time zone?
Last time the Browns won a game in the Pacific time zone. 2021.
Mike?
I'm going to go 2022.
It is 2012.
What?
The last time the Browns won a game in the Pacific time zone was at the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, they were in a different spot entirely.
But still, the Raiders. And I forgot to look. I was going to look up when the last time they won in the Pacific time zone before then. Okay. The time they won in the Pacific time zone before then, the Seattle Seahawks in 2011 in a legendarily terrible game.
6-3,
baby.
6-3 part one.
Yeah, the 6-3 game, baby. So... yikes.
Oh, no, the other one was 6-6. Sorry. 6-6 Cardinals, Seahawks, Thursday Night Football.
That's right. So 6-3.
Classic. Yeah. My guy is Quinshon Judkins for this game. Not in general. Okay. I don't condone his behavior. Quinshon Judkins or Aaron Jones?
Edkins.
Aaron Jones.
Judkins or Ramondre Stevenson?
Judkins.
Judkins.
Okay, and Judkins or Alvin Kamara?
Oh, Kamara, baby.
Yeah, Kamara.
Against the Falcons? Yeah.
Falcons? Yeah, they're not good. And that's it for this game. Bang, Shedeur Sanders sucks ass.
Are we starting Shedeur Sanders?
Oh.
God, no. The Browns want to start Shedeur Sanders. They're like, fuck, you got to put a quarterback out there. Shit, who do we put out there?
Would you rather start Shedeur Sanders or your car in a sealed garage?
My car in a sealed garage.
I concur. Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward?
Ward.
Ward, yeah.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing for Shedeur Sanders that I said Cam Ward that quickly when he's playing Seattle and he's been like completely useless for fantasy this year.
I know. Shedeur Sanders played the worst game of football in the history of football.
He's so bad.
Don't let anybody hear you. Don't let the Shedeur Sanders industrial complex hear you.
He's putting up AFL type numbers. In 2025, it's insane.
Walker, are you telling me? Hold on, are you telling me that Shedeur Sanders' dad built a whole offense around maximizing what Shedeur Sanders could do well, specifically so that it would make him look good and get him a job in the NFL? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes.
I agree.
Oh, cool. That's nice.
All right. The what would we call this? The Clockwork Orange eyes forced to watch this game of the week, Philadelphia and Dallas. Because here are your options for 1 o'clock: Jacksonville, Arizona, Cleveland and Vegas, Atlanta, New Orleans, or Philadelphia at Dallas. Philadelphia 7-2, Dallas 4-5, Philly 4.5-point favorites, 51.5-point over under. Lane Johnson is out. He's got a Liz Frank. He'll be out for a while. Miles Hinton, Cam Jurgens, and Willie Lampkin are questionable. For the Cowboys, Hakeem Adeniji is questionable, as is Jadeveon Clowney, who I keep forgetting is on the Cowboys. All right, Walker, your question for the Eagles.
Are we starting all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too.
A.J. Brown, Dallas Paydirt, Devonta Smith, Saquon Barkley, Dak Prescott. I'm starting all of them.
That's the other quarterback, but
Jalen Hurts.
I think A.J. Brown is probably the only one that's even like a conversation.
Is that who your guy is?
No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah, it is. Ha-ha.
Let's do it.
A.J. Brown or his division mate, Wandale Robinson.
Give me Arthur Juan.
Okay.
I agree.
I would go Wandale. Wandaddy. AJ Brown or DK Metcalf?
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown.
Agreed. AJ Brown or Zay Flowers?
Zay Flowers.
Zay.
Agreed. And that's right. It.
That's it. All right. Cowboys are a start them all free space. So,
yeah, I think you can start Prescott. I'm just making sure here. Yep. Totally agree.
Yeah. Dak, both wide receivers are top 10. Javonte has been top 10. Big Ferg has been top 5. So, you can start him. So, all right. Walker and I have the Eagles winning. Mike.
I love
the Dallas Walker Cowboys. Loves the Dallas Cowboys.
No, I don't actually, but I am picking them because the Eagles have looked bad and I hope that they lose, so I'm trying to manifest it.
Walker picking with the heart, not the brain. And I hope it backfires, because then Jeff will take his triumph in place atop the rankings.
We'll see.
All right. Let's go to the next game. Atlanta, New Orleans. Atlanta 3-7. Saints 2-8. Atlanta 2.5 point favorites, 49.5 point over under. Folks, Michael Penix, he's done, folks. They have bobbeted the Penix. Lorena bobbeted the Penix. It is Kirk Cousins for the rest of the year. Drake London is also out as punishment for Kirk Cousins having to play. Zach Harrison, Josh Woods, and Billy Bowman Jr. are all out. Matthew Bergeron, Chris Lindstrom, Leonard Floyd, Malik Verdon are questionable. For the Saints, Brandon Cooks is out. Alvin Kamara is questionable. Talisi Fuaga is questionable, as is Barry Wesley. Not a player. Not a guy I've ever heard of before.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know who that is at all.
That is not a person. All right. Free space for the Falcons. Bijan Robinson, and I'm going to say Kyle Pitts with no Drake London will get free space. When Kirk Cousins played before, he hyper-targeted Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, I think Pitts will get enough targets to like brute force his way to a fine game at least, and then Bijan is automatic. And yeah, I'm not even interested in Darnell Mooney, really.
I'm not either. Mike, are you interested in Darnell Mooney?
No.
All right, that was easy enough. All right, let's go to Mike, your side for the Saints.
Chris Olave, top 10?
Yes.
Yeah. It's hard to say no. I'd say worst case scenario, you're looking at 15.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I have him at 9, but I could see as low as maybe like, yeah, like 16. It's probably about the lowest I could see him.
All right, perfect. So you're starting Chris Olave. Alvin Kamara.
Uh-huh.
We're going back, folks. We're going back to Kamara.
I think it'll be just fine. Yeah. Atlanta's defense is not great. I mean, their like down D linemen are good, but the rest of it is like beat up and I don't know. They're in rough shape. I think he can at least have a good floor productive game at minimum.
Yeah. In the first full game of the Tyler Shuck experience, 25 touches. Well, I don't expect that. I do expect at least 15. Which Alvin Kamara from earlier in the year would love to have 15 touches.
Yeah.
So, alrighty. Mid to back end RB2. I'm starting him over David Montgomery this week. And I'm starting him over Sean Tucker because I can only start one of the three. Here, wow. Alvin Kamara or David Montgomery?
Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Alvin Kamara, Sean Tucker.
Tucker.
Oh, no. Alvin Kamara or Emeka Egbuka?
Egbuka for sure.
Okay, good. I'm still starting Alvin Kamara. Fuck you guys.
Okay. Well, I mean, you told me to bench Sean Tucker, so put your money where your mouth is.
All right, fair enough. All right.
I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, too, and I'm going to bench Ramondre Stevenson, and we'll see who's right.
What? All right. Juwan Johnson.
Good my guy. Guy.
Woo! All right, let's talk about him.
Juwan Johnson or Kate Otten.
Ade Cotton.
Give me Ade Cotton.
Agreed. Juwan Johnson or AJ Barner.
Oh, Juwan.
Juwan.
Depends. Agreed. Do you want a good tight end? Then start Johnson.
Wow. Juwan or Colson Loveland?
Juwan.
Agreed again.
That's all right. Walker and I, hand in hand, saying who dat think they're going to beat the Saints? Mike. The forever Kirk Cousins, putting faith in the 2026 starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, Kirk Cousins.
Hold on.
This might be.
Kirk Cousins with zero functioning feet.
Yeah, I already called it. We're getting a thank you fans post from Kirk Cousins. I think we're getting three thank you fans posts this year. Actually, no, just two. I thought Jameis was going to get one, and then I realized that man could just get backup quarterback contracts forever. We're going to get thank you fans from Kirk Cousins and Andy Dalton.
Yeah, definitely. I wonder which veteran. I think Flacco will probably retire too.
Oh, yeah. Joe Flacco will get one too.
I wonder which veteran quarterback they could actually sign in Indy if they could keep doing, like, if they want to keep doing this. Or, I think they'll probably just extend Jones, but, like, in the fun scenario where they just, like, get another retread and it still works somehow, who the heck could they even get?
I've had two funny thoughts in my mind, and I realized they have both been Colts. Carson Wentz. No, Carson Wentz.
Oh.
And Gardner Minshew.
Oh.
I was like, shit, they were both Colts.
I mean, they both are too bad, though, unfortunately.
Conditional fourth to San Francisco for McCorkle Jones.
Oh, no. Oh.
Actually, let's see. Who could it be? Who could it be?
Tua.
Ooh, Tua's a good one.
Just throwing 9-yard passes to a loaded skill core.
Yeah. Tyson Bagent.
Not going to be Tyson Bagent.
Aaron Rodgers.
I haven't even considered the possibility that he could play again next year.
He'll never stop.
At some point, his body is going to force him to.
Maybe yours would, because you got vaccinated, but not him. He has pure blood.
Right, yeah, for sure.
All right, let's talk Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sunday Night! Did you guys think that was a clip?
Definitely.
Okay, perfect. All right. Tampa Bay at the Rams. Tampa Bay 6-4. Rams 8-2. Rams 6.5-point favorites. 49.5-point over under. Bucky Irving is out, as is Ben Bredesen, Hassan Reddick, and Jamel Dean. Chris Godwin, Marquise Watts, and Benjamin Morrison are questionable. For the Rams, Xavier Smith is questionable. Walker, what is your question?
Is this Aid Cotton week with a weak Rams linebacker core?
Define Aid Cotton week.
Will he be a top 12 tight end?
Yes.
Well, we know what Mike's answer is.
Hell yeah. Let's go, baby.
There we go. So I have him at 13, which is barely outside, so I think that's just fine. If you're going to stream a tight end, he's probably your best option this week.
Okay. And then I think we've talked around Baker Mayfield. Who's your guy for this game, Walker?
Sean Tucker.
Let's do it.
We're going to go Sean Tucker or Trevion Henderson.
Trevion. See, that question was so simple, I yawned my way through it.
I know. You were so bored, damn.
It depends on if Ramondre's playing.
It looks like he is.
Yeah, I think he will. He did practice fully, but they still have him as questionable.
If he's playing, then Sean Tucker.
Okay. Tucker or Emmanuel Wilson if Jacobs doesn't play.
Give me Sean Tucker.
Yeah, I agree.
Then Tucker or Kenneth Walker III if he plays.
Ooh. Give me Sean Tucker.
It's come to that now, huh? For Kenny Walker, his battle with him with Sean Tucker, huh?
Yeah. That hey, Sean.
Fallen.
Hey. Kenneth Walker should be privileged to be in the same conversation as Sean Tucker.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll go Kenny Walker.
I would also go Kenny Walker.
All right. So the Rams. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're good.
All right. Do you have any more?
Nope.
All right. Baker's, you're starting. I would rather start Darnold over Baker, but these two folks disagree. And the Rams are a start them all situation. Stat Padford, Devontae Adams, Puka Nacua, Kyren Williams. And I would like to give a special heartfelt from the entire Football Absurdity team. Rest in piss, Bozo, to Tyler Higbee, put on IR today.
We got him, folks. We killed him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
All right. Tyler Higbee on IR.
Tyler Higbee, yeah. Hurton.
There he is. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Mike and I have the Rams. Walker going Baker mode. Tampa Bay.
Revenge.
All right. That was Walker's game of the week. Now time for Walker's disappointment of the week. Carolina 6-5.
Oh, I don't think Carolina will be very competitive.
I certainly hope they're not. I hope I get a head start on leaving this game because I have to drive home afterwards. Carolina 6-5, Niners 7-4, Niners 7-point favorites, 47.5-point over under. No like notable injuries in this one. Ricky Pearsall, Brock Purdy both practiced in full, as did Tedarrant McMillan, Xavier Leggett, and Bryce Young. Those are the only guys like listed on the injury report. Eddie Pinheiro is week to week, so Matt Gay is now a 49er. Free space team for the Cardinals, Tedarrant McMillan and Rico Dowdle.
Is the Panthers.
It's been a long day for the Carolina Panthers. Tedarrant McMillan and Rico Dowdle. Any disagreements?
Not at all.
No.
All right. Walker, who's your guy this week?
My guy this week? It's your boy.
Ricardo Pearsall?
No.
Oh, Tedarrant McMillan?
No. Who's my boy?
My boy?
Your beloved.
Brocktholomew Purdy?
It's Brocktholomew.
PYT?
It's your precious boy.
Okay, let's do it.
Brock Purdy. I'm going to have to do it to you right off the bat. Or Jared
Brock
Goff.
Purdy. Jared Goff.
Okay. Mike?
Goof.
I agree. Brock Purdy or Sam Darnold?
Darnold. You're doing this to personally injure me.
Mike?
I'll go Darnold.
I disagree. I'm going with Purdy.
Ooh.
And Brock Purdy or Jacoby Brissett.
Give me Purdy.
Purdy.
Did you do this on purpose, Walker?
No, those were just the three guys. And are they like the three guys that are like right next to him for you or something?
Seahawk, Cardinal, former Ram.
Oh, no, I did not do that on purpose. No.
I was like, wait, is Walker just like doing a bit?
No, if I would have been doing a bit, I would have just done Stafford at that point.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair, dog. All right, my question is this a Ricky Pearsall week? Last week, one catch on 3 targets for 0 yards. The last time we saw him play in a game prior to last week, 4 for 5 for 46 yards on 56% of snaps. But the first 3 games of the season, 8 targets, 5 catches, 94 yards per game. He did basically run a full complement of routes last week. So what do we think? Is Ricky Pearsall going to be back, or are he and Juwan Jennings going to eat into each other's production?
I think Juwan Jennings is probably going to have the better game. He's been, you know, there the whole season, but I do think Pearsall will be more involved than he was last week. I think like Juwan Jennings' line from last week where he had like 4 for 50 something on 6 targets. I think that's kind of reasonable as an expectation for Pearsall. And I think he's kind of a back end wide receiver 3.
All right, Mike, what do you think? Is this a Ricky Pearsall week?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think that Purdy's more comfortable now, especially being the second week back, and we'll get Pearsall more involved. So yeah, I think so.
Yes. All right. You're starting Christian McCaffrey. You're starting. Georgie Porgy. Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted because I realized we moved on from the Buccaneers way too early. We didn't talk about Tez Johnson or Chris Godwin.
Well, I don't give a shit about Chris Godwin. I don't even care if he plays.
I was going to run it back. You're not waiting around for Chris Godwin.
Oh.
Tez Johnson, no.
I don't really. Okay. I'm not really interested there either.
All right, we talked about him. All right, perfect. We all have the Niners winning. Let's go, baby. Let's go, San Francisco 49ers. We're going to play. Walker's going to be out there singing Bang Bang Niner Gang.
I'm not going to be doing that. I will certainly not be doing that.
Bang Bang Niner Gang. You don't respect E40, Walker?
No.
Walker, Jesus Christ had dreads, so shake him.
Is a stupid voice.
Wow. E40 saying Pascal Siakam?
Okay, that's pretty funny, but like... I don't know. He annoys me because like I'll be like jamming to a song and then E40 comes in with his dumbass voice and I'm like, God damn it, I don't want to listen to this anymore.
Wow, Walker coming out hard against Santana DBX.
What?
By the Lonely Island.
Oh.
All right.
I mean, it's a P-Lo song.
What?
It's a P-Lo song. The rapper, that? Bay Area rapper.
Santana DBX?
Oh my God. Just Jesus Christ.
What? Yeah, he had dreads, so shake him.
Okay.
All right, that'll do it for this week's episode of the Football Absurdity Podcast. We will be back on Tuesday to talk all of these games. I will be a sleepy boy because I'm going to drive from Sacramento to Santa Clara, back to Sacramento, out to Tahoe, and back over the course of 24 hours. And then I'm going to talk, and I'm going to say wide receiver when I'm trying to say quarterback. You know, the normal fare. So for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Oh, Lions.